92211882, Perth Live at 6pr.com.au. 12 after 3, we were looking at the skilled migration list last week, and while many of you, and rightly so, believe it needs to have a long and hard look at it, a big review, because a lot of the industries on there and a lot of the trades don't require those skills or expertise here in Western Australia, one that did stand out was cooks, was chefs. And many of you actually called us to say that there is a massive shortage of skilled chefs, of skilled cooks. Bradley Woods is the Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association. He's also from Tourism Accommodation Australia. He's on the radio right now. G'day, Bradley.
Hi, Ollie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well. Thanks for your time. What are we looking at in terms of the shortage of chefs and cooks in Australia?
Well, the longer term projection over the next 2 to 3 years is that we're going to be looking for several thousand chefs and cooks across the country. The forecasts that have been done would show that across Australia there's around about 27,000 positions that we're looking at in the area of chefs, cooks and semi-qualified cookery staff. And so, you know, WA alone is probably looking at anywhere between 2 to 2,200 positions that we're going to need to fill.
So, Bradley, locally, are there just not enough people who want to become chefs, who want to become cooks?
Well, I suppose there's a number of factors to this, Ollie. The WA apprentice chef completions and statistics that are produced by state government show that the number of commencements and the chefs in training continue to decline. And the biggest problem we have with it is there's only around a 30% completion rate, which means out of the anywhere around, say, 300 to 400 let's say across the state there's 600 chefs in training each year, and at commencements each year, maybe about 400, there's only about 30 of those completing their three-year apprenticeship. And that is a real concern, because there's another, of that 30%, there's another third that'll probably go overseas or interstate. And then there's a question of how long they stay within the system itself. Our aim is obviously to try and encourage more young people and even mature people who have been in other sectors to take up professional cooking and to take up professional chef work as a career option. Because as an industry, we would much rather employ locals. We would much rather see a career development of local Australians taking Australian jobs and fulfilling those needs that the tourism and hospitality industry has across the state.
So what is it, Bradley, that is discouraging, I suppose, people from actually, as I say, signing up to be chefs? Is it the hours? Is it the pay? Is it the fact that you've got to work every Friday and Saturday night? And that's what the hospitality industry is. You and I both know that very well.
Well, it's an industry. It's an interesting industry in the sense that it has some really fantastic rewards and has some exciting diversification, but it also has some key negatives around these issues of the long hours and the hours that aren't always the same that everyone else is working. Customers aren't always that easy, and sometimes, you know, the sacrifices people make in that respect does put them off it. There is a reasonable degree of high staff turnover, and we understand that, you know, there's lots of strategies and ways in which we've got to address that as an industry. And I think there's a lot more work that's been done and a lot more research that's been enacted in this area out of some of our higher education institutions like Edith Cowan University and their Tourism and Hospitality Division that's being used by industry now to try and create best case employment scenarios and to improve the conditions of the workforce.
Yeah, and if you're going to highlight these issues, if the skilled migration list has to reflect that we need to bring in more chefs and cooks, well, here's a big message, as you say, a strong message, Bradley, to anybody listening to us this afternoon looking for work, consider a career as a cook, as a chef.
That's right. And the opportunities there, obviously, and obviously, Ollie, we recognise this is just part of the industry, is that there is the work they're going to do in WA, but they will have opportunity to potentially travel to other parts of Australia, to the northern parts of WA, and even doing some stints overseas as well. And then hopefully they come back to WA with enhanced skills and a range of additional skills over and above what they would otherwise have. Now, we think there's some great value in that diversification, but there's also a huge value in having international chefs come to Australia and spend a couple of years or 2 to 4 years sharing their knowledge and their passion with the Australian cookery and chef workforce as well. And this is how we get this diversification of skills. You imagine a highly experienced Thai chef or a Japanese sushi chef or a classically trained French chef coming out here, having a couple of years' experience and working alongside young Australian brigades of chefs or apprentice chefs, teaching them their knowledge of their traditional form of cookery and sharing the knowledge of their own produce from overseas. Then Australians taking that, blending and creating the fusion of cuisine that we're well known for around the world. And these are some of the benefits of ensuring that we've got a good mix of that international chef brigade working as well. At the same time, we don't want the Commonwealth just simply going down the path of assuming that there's a demand for international chefs. The work that the Australian government is doing now, and that's what the announcement last day has been from Minister Cash, is that they're going to undertake extensive consultation with all of the relevant industry sectors, and obviously tourism and hospitality is one of those, to look at what the pipeline of local workers are to fill the skill shortages, where the gaps are, and what we need to look at with respect to the visas that are required to equip our resorts and our hotels and our tourism areas, particularly in regional WA, where they're being hit the hardest.
Yeah, absolutely. Bradley, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ollie, and thanks for addressing the issue with us.
My pleasure. Bradley Woods, Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association, also part of Tourism Accommodation Australia. If you have been a chef or a cook and you've walked away from the industry, from the skill, why is that the case? Too hard with the hours? The pay wasn't good enough? They're transferable skills. What drove you away from the industry? Or maybe you do work in it. How hard is it to hire qualified cooks, qualified chefs? 9221182. Give us a call, go to air, and I'll help you on your cooking crusade because you could win that $100 Torrey Butcher voucher. That's right. You'll go into the meat raffle where you could win the meat tray. 9221182 if you'd like to have your say. Perth Live.